Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 3. Patch Management. Microsoft Windows Server Update Services 3.0 Service Pack 1, or WSUS, is the patch management system from Microsoft that is freely available. Operating system patch management can be performed with Windows Update or WSUS. Microsoft Internet Information Services, or IIS, version 7, must be installed where the WSUS server resides. WSUS installation requirements are IIS 7.0, Microsoft Report Viewer Redistributable 2005, and Microsoft SQL 2005 Service Pack 1. WSUS requires that the system partition and the partition where WSUS is located be formatted with NTFS. WSUS can be installed in autonomous mode or replica mode. WSUS is managed through a Microsoft Management Console, or MMC, and can be managed from a remote client. Application patching on Microsoft products can be done with WSUS. Monitoring for performance. Microsoft Reliability and Performance Monitor is used to monitor a Microsoft Windows Server 2008. Data collector sets can be reused and exported to other Microsoft Windows Server 2008 servers. Microsoft Reliability and Performance Monitor calculates a system stability index that reflects the state of the server. Processors, memory, cache, and I/O bus are the most important components to monitor for server optimization. Each RAID level involves a trade-off between cost, performance, availability, and reliability. Microsoft Windows System Resource Manager, or WSRM, is available with Microsoft Windows Server 2008 Enterprise Edition. WSRM allows you to optimize performance and resources through process matching criteria and policies. Frequently Asked Questions. Question: this chapter has a lot of new acronyms that I have never heard before. Will the exam use acronyms, and what is the best way to learn them? Answer: the exam will definitely use acronyms to try and throw you off on a question. The best way to learn acronyms is to use index cards to make flashcards. Question: my employer has not installed or migrated to Windows Server 2008 yet. Should I get my hands-on experience before sitting this exam? Answer: yes. The best advice for any Microsoft exam is to actually sit down and work with the product. Go out and download the free copy of Microsoft Virtual PC 2007 and register for a 100-day trial of Windows Server 2008 Enterprise Edition. With Microsoft Virtual PC 2007, you can use multiple virtual machines to build virtual networks. This way you can set up just about any scenario in a test environment. Question: in the section on performance and optimizing, there is a lot of information on monitors and hardware designs. Will this information be tested? It does not seem like it would be Microsoft-specific and should not be included on the exam. Answer: questions regarding performance are going to include hardware answers. Remember, this exam is going to test your understanding on how to optimize a server. To do this, hardware design is important. Make sure you understand RAID levels and hardware characteristics mentioned in this chapter. Question: what is the information in this chapter that causes students the most problems on the exam? Answer: the topic that causes the most problems for students are the monitoring and optimizing subjects. Students tend to ignore hardware characteristics and important counters to monitor a server's performance. Remember that when you optimize a server, it is very important to consider its role in the network infrastructure. For example, a Microsoft 2005 SQL server is going to need a very fast storage subsystem and plenty of memory and processor performance. It may be beneficial to visit Microsoft TechNet and do some research on performance monitoring and optimization. Question: there is a lot of data presented in tables in this chapter. Is it important to memorize this data? Answer: it is important to memorize the RAID levels for the exam. Understanding the concepts of performance monitoring is more important than memorizing the information. Understand how each server component relates to the overall performance of the server. Question. In this chapter, you mentioned that Microsoft Windows System Resource Manager, or WSRM, is only available with Microsoft Windows Server 2008 Enterprise Edition. Will the exam cover Microsoft Windows Server 2008 Enterprise Edition? Answer. Microsoft Windows Server 2008 Enterprise Edition is fair game on this exam. It is important to understand what WSRM does and how to manipulate settings and create process matching criteria and policies.